This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, why is Sean Diddy Combs throwing tantrums? What is going on? Is he jealous of someone? Well, according to this, Diddy is upset that suspected healthcare CEO shooter Luigi Mangione.
Whoa, just mentioned.
Is getting more attention in prison. Quote, Diddy has to be the biggest star wherever he goes. It's all that matters to him. He doesn't care about anybody else but himself, according to this report that if he's going to be there, they better be talking about him, not someone else.
He's the epitome of, granted, the guy was famous, but he was what you would call a star blinker.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, it's like, you know, you can put it, listen to that sucker tapping over there. You put in any celebrity and then the name Diddy, and at one time he took a picture with that person, no matter who it is.
Yeah, they had photo booths at all these free calls.
So he was arrested on sex trafficking charges on September 16th, rather. And
S 16.
Yeah, so he wants to be the most famous prisoner at the Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, in Brooklyn.
He's tried to get bail twice. He can't get it. It's obviously a flight risk, but even under like certain conditions they laid out, he still can't get it. But I heard that they were locked up together in the same lockup.
So, oh, yeah. This guy's totally stealing his thunder, and he's not going to have it. And sources say,
pages being moved.
Diddy is furious that Mangione is receiving a hero's welcome and sucking up all the attention.
He shouldn't, but
there's a lot of sucking up going on in prison, I heard. I wonder if he's related to the great saxophonist. I don't know if it's a saxophone. Horn player, Chuck Mangione.
I thought about that.
The guy that
didn't look it up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. That used to be on my alarm clock.
Oh, God.
What?
I would try to
because
stay
I would no, I'd have to. I put kind of stuff that I wouldn't like.
Oh, that makes sense then.
And it would wake me up. That was on some AC radio station all the time, and that song would always play.
Good morning, Paige. It's just, time to get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get on up.
I once, you know, I would change the stations to get me up in the morning because I got up so early and I had like a 7 o'clock class and I had to drive an hour.
I gotta get up.
So one morning I thought, well, I'll put Spanish on, you know, mariachi music, and that'll get me out of bed.
Hey, buenos dias, mamacita.
But no, I had this dream I was, you know, on the beaches of Mexico and just dreaming away, and my brother's pounding on the door going, wake up, idiot.
Gigantic boobies.
You need to go to school.
Yeah, you made it sound like you woke up to change the stations around. Your brother's like, Paige, you're on the other side of the wall, the wrong side of the wall. Get over here.
We were right next to each other. It's not like, but I locked my door. I never, I never went to bed without locking my door.
My God.
Not really?
Fearing your brother?
I don't know why I did that. I just always
he might prank you when
door.
You sleep.
He would have put a snake in there, I'm sure.
He would have done. Remember the antiquing they do on a Jackass, to where somebody's butt crack will be hovering over, and they'd antique them, and then they kind of tap them in the nuts, and when they raise up, it's like
catch a face full.
See, my mom.
That's what Art was doing.
My mom would travel all the time, and I was always the one that would get the practical jokes played on me, you know, like there'd be no toilet paper ever, or there'd be no food. It's just bad.
Where the toilet paper is, there's like strips of bacon.
I don't know.
That's you threw house parties.
How I survived, I don't know. It was always the house party. Like, we had people over constantly.
So what did you do though when you got in there and he had hidden all the toilet paper?
I had to
just
go
pop
look
in the shower.
I had to go look for it. I don't know.
You chain gang walking down the hall.
Probably just regular walking.
Well, if it was him, he'd probably use a washcloth and put it back. So, you know, it was so bad.
My Lord.
Yeah, he's sitting around the radio right now. Hey, let's turn her. My sister, she's on the radio. And a bunch of buddies standing around him. Wow, dude. Really?
It's like in private parts where Stern's wife's driving around with some old women. Let me turn my husband on and listen. He's like, you know what I want to do to you right now? Oh, man.
I remember,
thankfully, I never had situations.
I remember when his friend liked the girl, and he goes, yeah, I like that girl in the blue bikini. Well, there was another girl that wore a blue bikini, too, besides me. And so they thought they were talking about the same girl. And he goes, no, that other girl right over there with the long hair. And my brother told him, that's
on her head?
That's no girl. That's my sister.
He's like, I'll nail them both, dude. Whatever.
It's a lot.
I got both blue bikinis. I can satisfy more than one woman.
You know, and I don't want to put the thoughts in their head if it's not there, but I know it is. Like, you got to think, if you have a younger brother or older brother, whatever, like, is he putting a camera in my in the bathroom when my friends stay over?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a different whole world like that now.
I've always had
Dwayne Wayne.
I've always had attractive friends, so maybe that's, I mean, not that I sought them out.
Boy, I haven't.
No,
the family was quite a crew.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
You might have, like, you know, one
girl. Oh, there was a couple that were, you know, that pulled it.
Yeah, and you had a knob in there, and, you know, some others. Quite a diverse group. Plus, you had the barbershop quartet, too.
Shut up.
The good old times.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Wade Hampton Remedial Quartet.
It wasn't a remedial thing. It was for everyone.
God, you know what it should have been?
What?
The speech class quartet. Oh, that would have been perfect.
Merry Christmas.
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. It's holidays.
Okay. I just think it's kind of cool that you had that kind of thing going on at your school. I didn't have that.
No, we didn't have it either.
Uh-uh.
Now they have fishing teams. We sure as hell didn't have a fishing
team. Good Lord. Blue Ridge High School would win that.
The fishing team? Where do they fish? Like,
I don't know. I mean, there's parts of Lake Hartwell that have nice theaters for weighing fish and whatnot, like seating arrangements.
Because I went to I took oceanography thinking, oh, this is going to be fun. I'll be living at the beach. No. I was at science lab the whole time studying.
Nerd stuff, looking at like whale BHs. And
yeah.
Why does a dolphin's butthole on his back? We'll tell you.
Coring and pigging and salinity in the water. And it wasn't something that I thought I would do. But
wow.
Well, J-Lo is in the news, and she's going to keep her engagement ring. It's worth $5.6 million. And so her and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce, and she's keeping the ring. So now she has 6 rings from 5 guys.
Yeah. Worth a total of how many burgers has she bought?
$17 million. But here's the thing. Do you have to give the ring back?
I don't know I was honest, was going to say the same thing. Well, what is that protocol these days? Because used to, if it was off, she would give you the ring back.
I don't know, but neither one needed, so, which is also weird.
Yeah, like, why would you really want to keep it unless you were just, it's like she was just taking their heads as little mementos. Like,
I've got
3 months of your salary, Ma.
I've broken up with someone and sent the ring back certified so I wouldn't have to talk to him ever again.
Oh, they got a sign for it?
Uh-huh.
That's messed up.
Well, it's...
You didn't tell them ahead of time? That's how they found out?
Uh-huh.
You a widow.
She's white. She's white widow.
I meant like the spider, the black one.
Well, that just what the hell? That just keeps him away from me because, I mean, he was just nuts.
She's about to have a very interesting year. You know, she's... Look, I'm not naming her, but she's been outright named by a lot of people as being present at some of these parties.
Uh-oh.
So they'll at least want to talk to her, I imagine. And we know she was talking about dating when she said she wasn't treated that nice by a previous boyfriend. I mean, there are witness accounts of that at some of these parties.
Did she go to...
That
was it. Not Iglesias. Who was the guy she was married to for a while?
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony. Was that post Diddy?
I think it was. They
he
got
was
kids
number
together.
Three.
Okay. And then A-Rod.
I don't know if they got married. She was married to a dancer first. I forgot his name.
That's right. And then...
Ohani Noah.
Oh, yeah. He plays for the Dodgers now. So, I'm trying to think of the... There's another one. Because you said there's five?
She was with Ben twice. That's where it was.
Which has got to be... Look, her celebrity is massive.
So's her butt.
It's got to be hard to be with that 24/7. Because she, you know, she cultivates that celebrity too. So she's like all about
that
life.
Do you think she's like, have to be perfect everywhere she goes? And
oh, yeah. I think she's pretty much said, like, you know, you got to always be on. Like Michael Jordan was. He's like, I'm always dressing in the nines because, you know, somebody might see me for 6 seconds and that's all they ever see. They'll never meet me, but they'll see me. So I'm always, you know, dressed up. At least that's how he was when he played. Now you can see him at his house in the Bahamas, like in shorts. And when the little tour buses, you know, go by, he'll wave at him.
Really?
Which I'm surprised he does that.
Would you say the Bahamas?
Yeah.
God, they do tours of the stars' homes in the Bahamas?
Well, it was like
can you go on that?
The video was, I got to find it. It was a boat tour for like an excursion.
Oh,
and they just happened.
Oh, yeah.
And
some
he was
of those
out.
Big houses are beautiful.
And they're like, oh, look at the Michael Jordan.
Air Jordan.
They're in Italy, evidently. Not
I was about to say, our accents really.
Yeah, I can think of that one area where there's some beautiful homes that we were looking at the houses when we were on the ship in Nassau going, wow, who lives there?
One of them was Anna Nicole Smith's house. She was dead at the time.
Oh.
But remember, she just passed, I believe. It wasn't that long ago, and somebody was still... taking for the house.
You can get a taxi to take you to that, but I didn't go to any
That's
of that.
That's weird. That was part of a build excursion. I don't know if you remember, but it's like, we'll take you to the house.
I don't want to see that.
I didn't go on any excursions except the one where I feared for my life at the time.
You didn't?
No.
When he got solicited by an island boy to buy some narcotics.
Oh, boy.
But you didn't.
No, it didn't.
We went up the Queen's staircase when we were there, and my husband, of course.
You better work.
Oh, it's really cool the way.
Do you have to sashay and Shantae when going up the stairwell?
That's who she went with.
No.
Oh, they were there. The twins.
The
twins are in town. Sashay and Shantae.
They were the island guides.
I was with Chris.
We're related to Turks and Caicos.
We had to go to the police station and the fire department. That's just a thing at every town, every place that we go. It's part of the brotherhood.
This ain't Turks and Caicos. It's a club called Twerks and Bacos.
It's like, I've been to Vegas. I've been to gambling cities before. Never had I been to a place. It was a casino in the Bahamas, but it also had slot machines or whatever in the bathrooms. It's like, you don't even see that in Vegas.
That is weird.
Was it the Radisson?
No, it was the one that, it was a big orange building that looked like a place you'd go for breakfast, but it was a casino.
Oh, cool.
It was like on the border. How that was orange back in the day, and then
it's kind of that same, that same color.
Yep.
Huh? Maybe it was an old one, and they just turned it into a casino.
I barely remember Senor Frogs, but that was insane.
Oh, I don't think I remember that climbing up in that big
the chairs.
Big photo op chair and not being able to think about getting down out of the big chair.
I remember going to the McDonald's and they give you a can
went to the
of soda.
McDonald's
of course
the
you did.
Yeah, they give you a can of soda. You can't. They don't have fountain drinks
because really?
Something's up with their water.
God,
but you can buy
diarrhea water.
You could buy codeine at the damn store.
Yeah, you
could.
Want crackhead gift water shops. On. They were selling codeine. It's like postcards. Disposable cameras, T-shirts, codeine.
Get it here. It's like the signs now that say CBD, Crotum, vape. Bape.
It's kratom.
Oh my God.
Is that what you're thinking about?
And what's the other one? The leaves. Dang it. I forgot the name of the leaves, people.
CBD?
No, nah, they're like Asian. Maybe that's what the kratom is.
It's kratom.
It's a leaf, right?
I mean, I don't know what it is.
Oh. Or they'll say Delta 8.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other sign they got.
Yeah. We got tinctures.
Is it marijuana? Tinctures. Or what is it?
You know? I don't know. I don't know.
Right. Vape, kratom, CBD,
ATM.
ATM. And they got an ATM machine, too.
Oh, cool.
Bathrooms, clean.
Nice. Clean bathroom. We got holes in the wall, fit any size.
Hot and fresh.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thank you, Paige. And those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thanks so much. We're going to come back. We're going to say, hey, famous people born on 1-9, happy birthday.
No. Or suck it.
Right after this. Good morning.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Not a, we call it a battle, just in a fun way. It we shouldn't give away our secrets here, but the battle is ultimately to see your responses on the TLCMotors.com text line, 72341.
It's a friendly little competition, little comp.
And also to watch Paige giggle, because this is a woman where, and this is what shows her purity, her pureness, her... Driven like the snow, or what is it? Like the driven snow. What does that mean? Driven snow would be like all murky and gray.
Yeah, dirty.
Nevertheless, to what she cannot contain herself, even if it's a real serious moment, she gets flustered giggling by something. She can't. She breaks character like hell, or corpsing, as they call it.
She has not heard these, because no. Madman and myself keep them in the same folder. So we might hear one back and forth.
Right.
But she don't know any of them.
And what's great about Well, one that I'm using in the future is when I go and save it in the folder, mm-hmm. I look, and because of the platform that I got it on, I can see that Fatboy had already liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's so how, like, you spy on me with half-naked women.
Not well, that's how the algorithm works. Like, you're basically, when you click on Explore or whatever, you're seeing what all your friends are looking at. Is the way, like, they mirror that.
That's why I got all these breastfeeding videos, because
sure.
people are around me.
All your lady friends are pregnant, or your male friends are fetish freaks.
Want to make sure you're doing it right, fat boy?
And they always put music to it, too. I'm like, did you have to have music to the breastfeeding video? It's always some Indonesian chick, too, who's, like, sitting on a bunch of pillows. She's got a big knock. She's about to shove in her kid's face.
Yeah. Those kids will sue their moms in like 2060. They'll say, you know, the way the Nirvana kid was suing his parents or whatever.
Should have.
Why'd you put it on there, man?
Why'd you put the stuff out there?
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first?
Okay. I'm not starting off with a get you laughing real crazy. This is one of those that's like, wow. It's almost prophetic. Like how I talked about my mom and being weirded out by the webcam being in front of you, and she put a piece of tape over it years and years ago. This is from...
Hey,
Mama.
That wasn't it, though.
Damn. Happy birthday. Do you remember an award show called the Yahoo, meaning the internet engine, search engine, Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards?
I actually don't.
Well, that was a thing in the year 1999, and the legend award went to a guy that I actually rejoined with a song by yesterday. His name was Prince.
Oh.
And this is the Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards. Listen to part of his speech.
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There's a war going on, the battlefields in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So, just be careful. Very good. Thank you.
26 years what? Ago. Huh?
How would he see into that? That far?
How did George Orwell see it? I mean, like...
Do you think it's... Well, like, when some people try to see the full spectrum of what's going on, who are ahead of the trends,
yeah,
it's just a guess, right? Like, that might be an educated guess, but some people, like, you figure out, like, can narrow a focus, like, no, this is where this is going. There's no other way it could go, like, any other way. Like, there's no variables in their mind.
Sure. But, I mean, like, think about it. That's why when he says that, you know, this is the infancy of the internet when he's saying 1999, like the song he had.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, where it's still brown outside. There's no white stuff yet.
No.
Thank God.
And I hope there's none. I'm that guy. I'm the Grinch when it comes to snow. I don't want it.
I don't mind the snow, but I don't want ice.
I want to be able to get home too.
Right.
It's time to say happy birthday.
Or you got to come to work Friday regardless.
You better come get me if it's snowing hard.
Uh-huh.
Suck it.
Kate Middleton. Excuse me. Middleton.
Milton.
You say her name like you don't say the town of Pendleton.
Peloton. She is the Duchess of what?
She is Princess of Wales.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's a princess now.
Don't know where her medical situation is.
She has five fingers. I know that. I saw the picture. I will say she is, 43.
I agree. I'll say 43.
Two great guesses because she is 43 years
old. All right.
This gentleman is in charge of the Madden rating system. He is the player representative. Liaison, I guess you could say. Goes by the last name of Ocho Cinco.
Oh, what's up, Chad?
Chad Johnson. Mm-hmm. But he can still play. He's fun, too.
I'm trying to remember his rookie year, and I can't.
Oregon State, I believe, right?
Yeah, he was a Duck. Or no, he wasn't.
Beef.
Oh, yeah, he's at Oregon State. I know it's 45 or 46. One of the two.
I'll say 46.
Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson is 47 years old today.
I was wrong. Even with two choices, I'm still wrong.
I'm going to double check that real quick.
I do mine half and half.
Yep, Oregon State. He was drafted in 2001, second or 36th pick of round two.
Hmm. Big Brown was there live.
He was.
Yeah.
Almost gave you a hint, but not really. You got one of 32 guesses when it comes to the Dave Matthews Band. And I don't
go with him himself.
It is himself. Dave Matthews' birthday today from Virginia.
I still enjoy the little video meme of him doing that little side stage dance. It's like, man, that cocaine must have been real good.
It's like he does it a lot, right? A lot of scatting going on.
Yes, wow.
I don't think Boyd's with the band anymore. I think he left.
I don't remember any of them except for the...
So Boyd was a violin player.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm thinking of the E Street Band now. Never mind.
I think Leroy Moore was the one that passed away. Of course, you got Carter Beaufort. Stephon.
Paige was born there.
She was. Claims to be Southern.
I was, legally.
Is it a big one, his birthday?
No, not a big one.
57.
56.
I'm telling you, man, you tweaked that birthday radar a little bit. Yeah, 58. But you own him today. The Charlotte Hornets legend.
Del Curry.
Same team.
Muggsy Bogues.
Yep.
Wow.
Tyrone. Still in the Charlotte area.
Yeah.
Del is too, of course. He does He's the color commentator for the Hornets. Whatever network they are locally now. Bally's still, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
5'3", Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, but like Joe C, he took care of it in other ways.
Still looks the same, too.
Tyrone Muggsy. '59
Last time the Hornets were good.
58
Muggsy, it's a big one.
60
Big 60 for Tyrone Muggsy Bogues.
He'd be a fun guy to meet.
He would, actually. I always heard he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Let's stay in Charlotte, the home of NASCAR. This NASCAR legend drove the Winn-Dixie car.
Mark Martin.
It is Mark Martin's birthday.
Mark Martin.
I said he wrote a book called NASCAR for Dummies. Did not know that.
I know he used to go to his big box retailer store, Mart. It was ahead of its time. Mart.
I know he worked out a lot. It was always in great shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still is.
Jug texted him happy birthday for us.
Oh, yeah. Jug said he was great.
Yep. He's a good guy. I'm going to say that he is, you're welcome, 72?
73.
Mark Martin is 66.
Oh.
Years old today.
My God.
Remember the big 60 pack of Winnies? You could buy a Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Massive. I prefer the cookies myself. J.K. Simmons.
60 cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had the vanilla creams, you can get the lemon creams. Those are good.
Yeah. What are them wafer sticks called? They were always so cheap. They were like, you get them in strawberry and
vanilla.
Yeah, and chocolate, like Neapolitan.
I think it's just a wafer.
It's just, man, those were great. Who knows what they even were, though? Like just air and maybe some kind of polymer.
But it's so good. It's like ice cream?
I'd put them in my mouth and just let them melt.
All right, then.
You a dark match nutty buddy, if you want to think about it.
Yeah, true.
JK, you know, I mentioned this off the air because he plays Milton Berle in the movie Saturday Night. J.K. Simmons. You may know him as Schillinger from Oz. He was also in the Spider-Man movies. He was the boss.
Oh.
Like the chief editor in Spider-Man.
With the gray hairs going up the side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Whiplash. That's how you say it. Not my tempo.
69.
Oof. Yeah, 70.
Look at Paige. Right on it. It's a big one. 70.
Big 70.
I got music for this lady.
Oh, man.
Still with us.
Oh, I haven't.
Is classic tune. Hi. This is Ralph for Time Life CDs and Musics. Are you so old that you wish you could buy a tape?
Give me the initials.
CG.
Crystal Gale.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I got to see her in Tahoe with my grandmother and my mom.
God, just the fact that you were even Tahoe tells me you got money.
And she's so pretty.
You were in Tahoe?
Yeah, we went.
Oh,
to
I
see
thought you meant you like you were in a Tahoe and she drove by.
No, but we got Tahoe to see her on stage, and she's just beautiful, and her hair's to the ground.
I know. I just want to ask stunning her in a candid interview, probably toward the end of the interview. Have you ever accidentally pooped your hair? Sat down on the toilet seat, your hair was in the water, like this.
Now you would say hair to the ground. Southern redneck ease would be hair down to her ass.
Down to her. You're like the white Bianca Belair. It's incredible. She's a wrestler, has long hair. She's black. That's why I said the white version of it. If you're looking for a reason why I told you.
Crystal's famous sister. In case you've forgotten. You know, you may be a fan of her bread and her other items, Loretta Lynn.
No.
Man.
Loretta.
78. God, I bet she's 80, though.
77.
Guys are starting to slip a little. She's 74
Ooh
years old today. This legend right here. His bandmate had a birthday a couple weeks ago. His bandmate, John Paul Jones.
Robert Plant.
Nope.
Jimmy Page.
It is Jimmy Page's birthday.
Oh, dang it.
This song, when they're live in Madison Square Garden, he's standing up there playing it by himself.
You know, back in the day, if Fat Boy and I laid out, that's what they called the show. I will say, that's fun. I will say whatever Paige says. I mean, I know she knows it.
Oh, let's see. 81.
I can tell his body language. That's wrong. 82.
He is 81 years old today. God, she's on it. Look at that.
You are not allowed to deal poker.
I look at your cross side. Happy heavenly birthday, depending on you might may or not agree.
OJ.
I'm not a crook.
Oh, Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon would have been 112 today.
I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, Lord.
Bob Denver.
Gilligan.
Yep. Would have been 90.
Wow.
This famous sportscaster.
Was he related to John Denver? Or was Denver their real last name?
They were brothers, right?
No.
No, they were.
Bob and John?
Uh-uh.
I thought they were.
They didn't look anything like each other.
Well, John Denver looked like a girl with that girl haircut of that time.
Happy heavenly birthday to this famous sportscaster whose catchphrase was, oh my.
George Takei?
No.
Sports.
George took it from. Initials are D-E. D-E. Oh my, he would always say.
I'm going to feel like such a dumb butt.
Yeah, you'll know this one. He ended his career baseball with the Padres. Commenting. NBC Sports for a lot of his career.
His initials are what?
D-E. Oh, my. Text it if you know what 72341.
I don't.
Dick Enberg.
God.
Yeah, he would have been 90 today. Same age as Bob Denver.
That's painful to you, buddy.
Also, they were not related, the Denvers.
No, they weren't.
I thought they were, for real.
No.
No.
Denver Pyle, I thought they were all brothers.
That's Uncle Jesse.
That's not my Uncle Jesse.
Your Uncle Jesse was on Full House. Mine was in Duke's Hazzard.
That's a shirt. Print that one up.
That'd be too long.
Whose uncle was it?
Bo and Luke and Daisy.
Mm. Yep.
They never talked about the aunt. Like, who was she? Why was she gone?
God.
Why is Paige playing footsie with me right now?
They left a lot of holes open for future incarnations.
Yeah, they did. All right.
God, look at Al Gore on TV right now. He got old.
Oh, it's the funeral going on right now.
There's Trump and Melania. Jimmy Carter's funeral.
Oh, yeah, we should mention that's what it is. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, is he going to? Oh, look at that.
Whoa, they're sitting Obama and Trump side by side?
They're talking.
It's all a ruse. They're friends.
They really are. Look, there's Pence.
Oh, wow.
Did you see Pence?
People think we hate each other, but look at us. We're here now. We're talking. Where's Michael? Where's Michelle? I mean. All right.
Why are we fighting each other? They're all together and cool.
Also, why a blue tie at a funeral but a red tie when running?
That's crazy. What are they talking about?
I don't know. Melania's pretending to read, but she's flipping it and looking straight ahead. Do you see that? That's fun.
She's bored.
Well, you're at a funeral. Who's having a good time?
Nobody.
Folks, thank you for listening to today's show. At least here tomorrow it's supposed to do something. But conveniently it's not supposed to start till 10 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily after us.
I hope that we're able to be here tomorrow.
I really do.
But I'm not going to get stuck here. I will say that.
There's no more cots.
I can't get stuck here.
They took the cots back.
Oh, that's right.
I thought they were ours to keep.
Yeah, no more cots.
The pillows are gone.
We better bring some.
They took our pillows.
I have some at the house. Thank you. Get today's podcast. It's available. Text podcast to 72341. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Don't text and drive. Standard amount of dex. Apply. Oh, what happened?
Same row. Oh, God, there's W. Please let him talk. Put a camera in his face, somebody, please. Rest in peace, Jimmy Carter.
I know. We're sitting here talking about all. Oh, look at. Oh, what's we got in the background? What's that? Right there on the. Oh, shoot.
I can't think
we're doing
of
something
is.
Stupid right now. All right. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.